An ad running against Senator Mark Begich attacks him on his support for women, exactly where he proclaims his strength. The ad by Crossroads GPS says he favors men when it comes to setting salaries for his Senate staff. APRN's Liz Ruskin looked into it and confirmed Begich does have a pay gap.
Senator Begich attended a rally in Anchorage this week to mark National Women's Equality Day. He called for an end to gender pay disparities.
And we cannot continue in this country to have this inequities when it comes to men and women, when it's pay, benefits, and everything else. So you're going to find me working double time every single day.
Crossroads GPS, an independent political group affiliated with Karl Rove, says Begich doesn't live by the principle he preaches.
Begich pays his female Senate staff 71 cents for every dollar he pays men. On average, women working for Senator Begich make $23,000 less than men.
In an interview after the rally, Begich refuted those numbers.
Well, I don't know where he got that data. I can tell you, when you go job to job, classification to classification, in some of our categories, we pay women 108%. In other words, more than men. I'm sure he'll run an ad on that next, and I don't pay men enough.
In Washington, senators set the salaries for their staff within an overall office budget. A review of staff salaries for the first half of the fiscal year shows, on average, Begich does pay men more. There are endless ways to crunch the numbers, but excluding interns and part-timers, APRN found he pays men an average annual salary of nearly $80,000 and women $64,000. That comes to 82 cents on the dollar. It was about the same last year, too. Begich says it skews the numbers when you include what is far and away the top salary, $153,000 for Chief of Staff David Ramser. When that one is excluded, the wage gap shrinks, but it still comes to 89 cents on the dollar. Begich does have a lot of women on staff, nearly double the number of men, and they're not just in the entry-level spots. Looking at his 10 best-paid staffers, half are women. As for Begich's claim that he actually pays women a bit more for the same position, that is true in some cases and when looking at the same position over several years. But right now, there's only one job title held by several men and several women. It's legislative assistant, and there are seven of them. The men who hold that position make $6,000 more per year than the women on average. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.